Hey, this is Mike Bobbitt. I'm a guy who used to make things, and sometimes I still do. These days, I prefer making podcasts, and I have a new one called Soundtrack to My Life. On this podcast, I talk to different creative people about the music that shaped them. Sometimes the conversations are funny, and sometimes they're just kind of sweet.
I love that Pina Colada song. Yeah, I do.
Rihanna has had a huge impact on my songwriting.
I'm diving into the ocean, finding that one fish that has the toxins, and I'm just drinking those toxins all day.
Maybe they're saying, like, you should now go forth and rock. It's like a peace be with you situation.
I also have a playlist called F-Jams. One into it, just in case.
We dance to a jazz version of My Favorite Things.
Soundtrack to My Life. It's available exclusive on Spotify. It's a exclusive. I'm going to try to make that word take off. It's a music plus talk show, meaning I can play songs in their entirety. So think of this as an interactive playlist with some of the coolest creative people I know, and you should know too. Soundtrack to My Life, a Spotify exclusive.
Welcome back to Great Lakes Confidential with Angie and Marty. Hey, Marty.
Hey, Angie. How you doing?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
Not bad. Not bad.
At the time of this recording, it's a Monday evening, and here's what I've noticed lately. The sun is out longer.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like only, 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
The sun's still out.
Only by minutes, but I mean, yeah. It means good things are coming. And by good things, yes, I mean heat.
Yeah. Free heat.
Yeah, come on, sunshine.
Oh, I'm not looking forward to that electric bill after that cold snap we just had.
No, it's been, I mean, I actually had to turn my heat up to like 73, 74 degrees on some days.
Oh, my.
That's really pushing it. Usually it's right around 69, 70. And I keep it there, but it was so freaking cold. So
yeah, it's too much.
Ugh. Yeah. But it's going to get warmer soon. Spring is coming. And then we have all this time in the summer to explore things, such as mountains.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, most people probably don't think about Michigan when they talk about mountains, but we actually have quite a few mountain ranges in our state. I don't know if you knew that, but we do.
I don't. I'm one of those people that doesn't think about Michigan when the word mountains comes up.
Well, then this is going to be a fun little show for you because you'll learn. You're about to learn a lot. I'm about to school you.
Nice.
Yeah. So the Huron Mountains are located in the Upper Peninsula, mostly in Marquette County, and extending into Baraga County, overlooking Lake Superior.
Okay.
The mountains are the remnants of much higher peaks composed of Precambrian rocks, which have gone through successive periods of uplift and erosion. The outcroppings of granite and siliceous metamorphic rocks bear the evidence of more recent glacial action. Geologically, the area is part of the Canadian Shield.
Yeah, the old Canadian Shield.
Mount Arvin at 1,979 feet is the highest natural point in the state of Michigan.
Mount Arvin?
Yep. A-R-V-O-N.
Arvon.
Arvon.
I don't know. Arvin, Arvon.
Located in Lance Township, Baraga County, We're going to try that again.
Okay.
Located in Lance Township, Baraga County, Mount Arvon is part of the Huron Mountains. On the list of highest natural points in each U.S. state, Mount Arvon ranks 38th. It is the highest natural point in the East, North, Central states.
Really?
Mm-hmm. That's pretty high. Pretty tall mountain.
Yeah.
Mount Arvon is a few miles from Mount Curwood, which for years had been designated as Michigan's highest spot until a resurvey in 1982 with more modern technology determined that Mount Arvon is 1 foot taller than Mount Curwood.
Hey guys, Arvon's taller.
By 1 foot. The soils of Mount Arvon are classic podzols, which have developed on sandy loam glacial till locally overlain with a loamy or silty mantle. The Munising sandy loam Michigami silt loam complex is dominant. Podzol means under ash and is derived from Russian podzola, the full form meaning under ashed soil. I don't know really what that means exactly.
I'm not 100% sure, but it doesn't surprise me that they use Russian, because like the Canadian Shield is like geographically, what do they call those, like biomes, I believe the term is, where you know, they take into account the flora, the fauna of the area, and it gets like a designation. And I believe the Canadian Shield is listed as a taiga. It's pronounced T-A-I-G-A, which is the same as Siberia.
Oh, that's interesting.
So, yeah, like the UP and Siberia have something in common.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I guess I don't do winter in the Upper Peninsula. I've seen photos and videos, and I guess I can probably understand where that would make sense.
it gets kind of wild.
It does.
Like that shield dips in, like you know, like the Wisconsin Northwoods and northern Minnesota, all part of the same biome.
I vaguely remember that from like science class in elementary or middle school, very vaguely, but yeah. So the property where Mount Arvon is located is owned by the Mead West Vaco Paper Company, but public access is allowed. So that's cool. In 2018, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration reported that the highest surface elevation in Michigan was the top of the Tilden Mine waste pile in Marquette County near Ishpeming. At the time, the top of the pile was at slightly above 2,000 feet, more than 20 feet higher than the summit of Mount Arvon.
Wow, the garbage mountain.
Mm-hmm.
That's, and I hate to say it, but those are the mountains I think of when I think of Michigan mountains.
Yeah.
I think of the big landfills that, you know, the ones that get decommissioned and turned into like ski hills or something.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I was. Yeah, that's what I had envisioned in my mind too when I started, like, when I was like, "Oh, let's talk about mountains," and then I was like, "What mountains?" And that's all I could picture.
You got the Porcupine Mountains, and then you got Garbage Mountains.
Yep.
That's what I thought coming into this.
Well, now we have the Huron Mountains. So
yes.
Mount Arvon is a challenging climb, but there is also a back country road that goes right up to the top of the mountain where you can enjoy a panoramic view of the area. The route is complicated. It is suggested that you stop at the tourism office and pick up a map and directions to the top. The tourism staff has put a mailbox at the top where visitors can leave their impressions and stories. In reading some reviews of the area on TripAdvisor, it does sound like the road to the top is pretty rough, so a vehicle without low clearance or something four-wheel drive may be necessary, and many say not to rely on your GPS or cell service.
Sounds about right for a mountain.
Sounds about right for the Upper Peninsula.
Yeah.
Mount Curwood, elevation 1,978 feet in Lance Township, Baraga County, is the second highest point in Michigan. Mount Curwood is also part of the Huron Mountain Range, and it was named in honor of Michigan author James Oliver Curwood.
J.O. Curwood.
Little side note about Mr. James Curwood. He was an American writer and conservationist. His books were often based on adventures set in the Hudson Bay area, the Yukon, or in Alaska. At the time of his death, he was the highest paid per word author in the world. Yeah, way back in season one of our show, we talked about castles in Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
So James Curwood might sound familiar because he built the Curwood Castle in Owosso, Michigan.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That's where he spent a lot of time writing. It's a very tiny, tiny castle. Yeah. But yeah, he spent a lot of time writing in there. You can actually go in there and see like his little writing desk and kind of walk around in there a little bit. But it's very tiny, so...
Nice.
Anyways, Mount Kerwood is more difficult to get to than Mount Arvon. You can park your car and take an old lumber trail, walking uphill until you see the USGS benchmark stating Mount Kerwood. When you see a metal box attached to a tree, look inside to see a paper where visitors write their names.
Nice.
One traveler of Mount Arvon and Mount Kerwood wrote in 2016, Mount Kerwood is only about 6 miles southwest of Mount Arvon as the raven flies. Since we were in the area, we decided it would be fun to climb Mount Kerwood, just in case the USGS changes its mind again. Heading that way on the logging roads got us slightly lost, so it was back to Lance to start over on a different approach. Tracy, at the visitor center, had given us someone's old written directions, but warned us that some things, like roads, might have changed. Helpful. Thanks, Trace. We started out on Dynamite Road with new hopes and the old directions. There were no signs this time, and the directions said confusing things like veer left, Y in road, veer right. Once we were directed to an intersection of three roads, road on right is hard to see. Move up, veer right, and you will see the road on right. Take center road. What? The roads to Mount Kerwood were rougher and less traveled than the roads to Mount Arvon. There were several rock outcroppings to climb where our four-wheel drive felt good, and a couple of hills where we couldn't see the road over the truck hood until we topped over and started down. It had recently rained, and when our old directions warned of wetlands ahead, I decided to park and check it out on foot. From the map, I figured we were within a mile of the summit of Mount Kerwood. I threw a rain jacket and bug net in my day pack and started out. The old lumber road I was following didn't appear to have been used lately, but it did pass near my destination. As I walked, the higher ground was to my left. When I noticed a faint foot trail leading uphill, I went to check it out. A small, very faded American flag tied to a tree told me this must be it. A short climb later, I found the USGS benchmark, Mount Kerwood, and a pile of rocks holding up a stick with an old coffee can on it. Inside was a water-soaked notebook in which visitors had signed their names, but not lately. There was no spacious view from the top of Mount Kerwood, just a view of the surrounding trees. As I stood there, alone in the silence on the northern forest, I decided that I liked Mount Kerwood best. It was more remote and seemed wilder somehow. Even though she had lost her official high point status 35 years ago over a measly 11 inches, I imagine that the Timeless Mountain didn't care about that at all. It's more peaceful this way.
Nice.
Yeah.
You know what's funny is I think it was online, I saw like a topographical map of Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, everyone was losing their mind. Like, no, there's no way that Michigan's not that. This is crazy. Because it was all, you know, it's a map, so it's kind of exaggerated, like the mountains and all that. But it made me think when you were talking about that, the top of that mountain, it is all just covered in trees. Like, we don't think about, you know, how the landscape around here, because it's all covered in trees.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It all just seems like one big forest, really.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, and that's the thing, like, when you're driving north and you start seeing, like, different levels of trees, you're not thinking about what's underneath the tree, you know, like, what's
right
at the base of those trees. It's just, they're just hills. You're not thinking that they're mountains.
Right.
But some of them are actually mountains.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah. I don't even know what the designation is. Like, when does one decide, okay, you're no longer a hill, you're a mountain?
I don't know. Maybe it's not just, like, the height of it. I mean, I imagine height has something to do with it, but probably, like, the terrain.
Yeah, that's what I'm guessing, too. Like, because mountains, you know, pop up where there's, like, fault lines and stuff pushing against each other.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, like, glaciers cutting through.
Yeah.
So it's not, like, you know, a nice rolling landscape, like a hill.
Right.
So.
Yeah, I don't know the distinction, but that sounds like...
Hills roll, mountains don't.
Yeah, there we go. That's how we know. Look at us teaching people stuff.
What does that mean, doctor?
Up next is the Porcupine Mountains, or the Porkies.
Yeah.
They're a group of small mountains spanning the northwestern Upper Peninsula in Ontonagon and Gogebic counties near the shore of Lake Superior.
Yeah.
The Porcupine Mountains were named by the native Ojibwa people, supposedly because their silhouette had the shape of a crouching porcupine.
Yep.
They are home to the most extensive stand of old-growth northern hardwood forest in North America, west of the Adirondack Mountains, spanning at least 31,000 acres. The area is popular among tourists, especially Lake of the Clouds in the heart of the mountains, and as part of Porcupine Mountains Wilderness State Park.
Yeah, Lake of the Clouds is beautiful.
It is. It's incredible. I've never been there. I've only seen pictures, but
yeah.
It's mind-blowing.
Yeah.
It's literally a lake on, like, this mountain, and it's just trees and clouds and a lake.
Like, it almost looks like it's just, like, fills in, like, a low valley.
Yeah. It's so crazy-looking, but it's beautiful.
Yeah.
We're very lucky to have something like that in our state.
Oh, yeah. It's like, Crater Lake in Oregon, or Lake Titicaca in Peru. Just those, like, high mountain, like, lakes.
Yeah.
That just kind of defy logic in some sense.
Yeah, honestly, they do.
How'd you get that water up here?
Buckets. Lots of buckets. The Porcupine Mountains were the site of copper mining in the 19th century. One of these mines is the Nonsuch Mine, which operated sporadically from 1867 to 1912. Because of its copper mining history, the state park is a cooperating unit of Keweenaw National Historical Park. Porcupine Mountains Wilderness State Park features 60,000 acres of old-growth forest, roaring waterfalls, Lake Superior shoreline, rivers, trails, and ridges. The park's incomparable vistas make Michigan's largest state park a popular destination for camping, hiking, snowmobiling, fishing, and more. The park boasts many popular natural attractions, including Lake of the Clouds and the scenic Presque Isle River Corridor. Other attractions include the Summit Peak Observation Tower, Porcupine Mountains Winter Sports Complex, fall chairlift rides, an 18-hole disc golf course, and the new Porcupine Mountains shooting complex, and more.
Have you ever gone disc golfing?
No.
Me neither.
I don't fully understand it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's my thing. Like, golf's not really my thing. Mm-mm. Frisbeeing's not really my thing.
No.
But hey, more power to you if you disc golf.
Yeah,
nothing against it. Just not my thing.
I know a lot of people at disc golf, and I don't know. It just seems like one of those weird, I don't know. But yeah, if you like disc golf, then that's great. I'm happy that you found a hobby.
like pickleball. Like, how did this sport, like, get out of anybody's garage?
Good question. There's a lot of sports like that. Like, things that really shouldn't be sports, like, what's that one where you just slap the person standing across from you?
Oh, Ultimate Slap League or whatever?
Yeah. Like, what is that all about?
I don't know. I mean, I think it's just bigger guys who want to, like, get into fights, but they're like, look, I don't have the stamina to go into the...
Is that what it is?
To do, like, 3-minute rounds with somebody in a cage. So can we just stand here and just slap each other really hard?
Given the opportunity to play disc golf or the slapping, I think I'd go with disc golf, though.
Yeah, I'd go with disc golf.
All right.
Or fouling, whatever that is.
That's weird. That is not... Yeah. I've done that one. And that... It's so unnatural.
Yeah, it's not my thing either. Mm-hmm. That's something that's like, you know what? This is something that shouldn't have left somebody's backyard.
Yeah.
But then people went crazy for it.
Yeah.
Oh my God, we all got to get together and throw a football at bowling pins.
Yeah, and it's just not, it's so awkward. It's really just, it's unnatural. It's an abomination.
Yeah, I agree with you.
I played it once at this place called Kudos in Taylor. Mm-hmm. We had a work Christmas party there. And so I was like, all right, I'll try this. And it was, plus the balls were half deflated, so it wasn't working very well anyways when you threw it across the thing. But
it just, my ball's broken.
Yeah, it just it just felt really weird, and I don't know.
Yeah, like you were wrecking somebody's hard work.
Yeah.
Like you weren't really playing a game as much as you were just bothering somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like you just get that sense, like this is not how it should work.
No, it's awkward.
There's rules to bowling. They don't involve footballs.
Right, exactly.
Anyway.
And
glad I got that off my chest.
Well, and like the way, you know, like when you throw a football, you throw it in the air. Like you're not throwing it at the ground.
Yeah.
And that's where bowling pins are, is on the ground. So you're throwing this football at the floor to try to knock down pins. It's just, I don't know who came up with it. I don't know. I don't understand the people that were like, let's do this. I don't know.
I understand, you know, people came up with it. They were probably drinking.
Probably.
Whatever. It seemed like fun at the time. But for it to go beyond that is what I didn't understand.
Yep.
I don't really understand much in this world anymore, I guess.
I'm with you, sister.
Like, how is, like I don't know, using that as a metaphor, how did everyone jump in on that, right? Like, it didn't seem like a good idea, but everyone signed up for it. Let's throw the ball at bowling pins.
I don't know.
Anyway, metaphor over. Carry on.
Park roads close December 1st through late spring. You can still access Presque Isle Scenic Area by traveling north on County Road 519 just east of Wakefield. Both roads transition to designated snowmobile trails during the snowmobile season and remain closed until deemed safe to travel by the Ontonagon County Road Commission. You can learn more and get updates on the Porky's Facebook page. Fun fact, there's a Porky's Music Festival that takes place every summer.
And it's about the mountains and not the movie? Sorry, just the way you said that.
You can learn more at porkysfestival.org.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. It is, yeah. I don't think of music festivals happening in the Upper Peninsula, but why not?
No, you know, I did hear of the music festival, but I don't know much about it.
Yeah, I looked it up, and unfortunately, it doesn't show any, like, who's playing this year, so I don't recognize, you know, I couldn't say if I recognized any of the artists, but it looks very folksy, and it looks fun, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you can find out.
It's a reminder of you. Huh? The Ann Arbor Folk Fest is going on right now, too.
Right now?
I believe so, yeah.
Ooh, that's too cold.
That's one of those, yeah, it's one of those things that, like, always sneaks in under the radar.
Mm.
The Ann Arbor Folk Festival. And it's just funny because it's like, whatever, Folk Festival. Then you find out, like big names were just there. And it's like, how did this person just pop into town? And I had no idea.
Oh, interesting.
Like, I remember there were a couple years where, like, Jason Isbell played it, like, back-to-back. And it was just like, how does he just keep showing up and doing this and you never hear about it until it's over?
That makes me sad.
Yeah. Anyway.
Hogback Mountain was once known as the Cradle Top because its shape resembled the hoop of an Ojibwa cradle.
Okay.
Hogback Mountain is part of the Huron Mountain Range, one of the oldest and largest mountain ranges in Michigan. It's located in Marquette County, north of Marquette, and the peak of Hogback is 1,220 feet.
Okay.
The trail to the summit of Hogback Mountain is a little rugged and includes a rock scramble. The trail is accessible year-round, but snowshoes or spikes are recommended when there's snow.
So the Huron Mountains have the tallest, the higher peaks.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. Just finding all this out today. This is interesting.
The summit of Hogback Mountain offers panoramic views of Lake Superior, the Huron Mountains, Marquette, and the forest of northern Marquette County. The climb to the top is challenging, with narrow, twisty trails through woodlands, rock fields, and even swampy areas. The last half mile of the climb is especially strenuous.
Mm. Not for me.
Not for me. Sugarloaf Mountain is located about 6 miles north of downtown Marquette on CR 550. A sign that reads Sugarloaf Mountain marks the parking area and is easily visible from CR 550. From a hiker of Sugarloaf Mountain, on a recent hike, my first time to Sugarloaf Mountain, two friends and I took the, quote, difficult route and made it up in about 15 minutes. There's an optional easy route with a tamer grade that takes a little longer, but both paths up the mountain do require extra care as rocks and roots stick out of the ground along much of the path. Most people come to Sugarloaf for the view, but the forest canopy that envelopes the trails is worth mentioning. With century-old trees and ancient rock outcroppings, this trail reminds me of a few of the better hikes I've done in the rainforest of Australia. It really is a gorgeous area. As we approached the top, the dirt trail switched to a series of wooden stairs that brought us up to the viewing area. At the top, we were rewarded with a stunning view of Lake Superior, Marquette, Presque Isle Park, and Little Presque Isle, as well as Hogback Mountain and the large swath of forest between Marquette and Big Bay.
Well, that's crazy.
Also at the summit is a stone obelisk erected long ago by Boy Scout Troop 1 to commemorate their assistant scoutmaster, Bartlett King. King had helped...
Holy cow, Troop 1?
Yes.
Okay, anyway, carry on.
King had helped to establish the local troop, which is one of the claimants of first Boy Scout troop in the U.S. He later fought and died in World War I, and his troop members constructed a memorial that his mother could see from her home on Marquette's Arch Street. As we stood there, about 1,000 feet above sea level, I was impressed with how much work has been put into this viewing area. Three viewing platforms situated atop Sugarloaf Mountain offer three slightly different vantage points. The first observation deck faces southward toward Marquette and offers a view of the Superior Dome, the Upper Ore Dock, and Presque Isle Park. The second deck faces northward toward Wetmore Landing and Little Presque Isle Island. And the third platform faces westward and offers a great view of Hogback Mountain.
Interesting.
Yeah. So that's the, you know, it's just a small bit of the mountain ranges in Michigan. I didn't have any, I had no idea there was so many to explore, and I just kept coming up with more and more and more, and I'm like, oh my gosh, like this could go on forever. So I stopped at those ones. But if you're interested in checking out any of the mountain ranges that we talked about today, or if you want to learn one about ones that we didn't mention, you can check out puremichigan.org. And that'll have a lot of information on various mountain ranges in Michigan, various peaks and places that you can explore and places that you can't explore. But I'm sure we'll touch on more mountain ranges in a future episode. This is just scratching the surface here.
This is just reminding people, maybe letting people know that, hey, mountains do exist.
Yeah. And it's crazy to think, like, you know, I'm of the camp that only explores in the spring or summer or fall. Like, I don't do winter exploring, but there's people out here that throw on snowshoes and spikes and they go climbing these mountains in the middle of winter. And that's just insane to me.
It's funny you mention that, because I think one of the Facebook groups I'm in, like, you know, it's a bunch of UP stuff, and somebody just posted a picture of a lake in the clouds from like two nights ago in wintertime.
Oh man, I bet that was amazing.
Yeah, no, it didn't really pick up too well on the camera because it was getting dark out, but sure that the trip was amazing for the person who went there.
I bet.
Yeah.
Lake of the Clouds is definitely a bucket list.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm so scared of heights, I don't know.
I think mountains, though, you know, it's such a gradual height thing.
Yeah.
You know.
But what am I going to do when I get to the top besides have a panic attack?
You come back down. I mean, as far as I know, the only person I know who's ever fallen off of a mountain was Hank Williams Jr. So, I think it might be pretty difficult to fall off a mountain. I don't know.
Did he really fall off a mountain?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know any more to the story. It's just, Hank Williams Jr. fell off a mountain.
Weird.
Like, how do you do that? Like, there's more. Got to be more to this story.
There has to be.
Like, it doesn't seem like you can fall off. Like, you could fall off a cliff, but like fall off a mountain.
Yeah.
It's just weird. Roll down a mountain, perhaps.
Ooh, that sounds painful.
Yeah.
Hmm. No thanks.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I've got no ambition to read the man's autobiography, so I don't know how he did it. Don't really care. All I know is it's the only instance I've heard of somebody falling off of a mountain. That's so you're probably weird. Fine.
You're probably fine.
Get your carbiners ready. We're going out climbing this summer.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I do want to, I mean, I don't know. I've had like this weird adventurous streak that's like, let's try things that I normally wouldn't try. And so yeah. I might. We'll see.
Maybe. Look, if you could go ziplining, you can climb a mountain.
Yeah. And I also kayaked in the middle of the night in a lagoon in Florida and almost got tipped over by a manatee, so.
Yeah, see, I mean, if you could do all that.
Yeah.
Mountain's nothing. Mountain is just a path on an incline. Like, if you think about it, right? Like, it's not like you're actually scaling, like, right. A sheer surface.
Yeah.
You're following, you know, pretty well-established paths all the way up there.
Yeah, I could probably do it.
Yeah, you could do it.
I just worry about getting up to the top and then being like nauseated okay. because I'm so high up in the air. Like, that's what I worry about. But I don't know.
See, I don't even know how high. Like, if you're like, how high up above sea level are we right now where we're at? You know, like, it's kind of like, I don't think you're going to get so high up the air is going to be thin and you're going to pass out.
Sea level. I'm Googling.
Oh, you're doing math right now. Okay.
Average elevation of Michigan is 900 feet above sea level.
Right. And what's the highest peak?
1,979 feet.
Above sea level,
above
right?
Above sea level.
So look at that. It's just like an extra 200 feet.
900. That's an extra 1,000 feet.
What? Okay.
1,979 feet.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Versus,
there you go. So, yeah. Right. So, and everything's pretty flat around here.
Just
you won't even notice it.
Yeah, just an extra 1,000 feet above. That's fine.
Yeah, there you go.
We'll see. We'll see if I make it out there.
All right.
But if any of our listeners have been out there to Lake of the Clouds or to any of these mountain ranges and you have a story that you'd like to share with us, we'd love to hear it. You can email us at greatlakesconfidential@gmail.com or you can message us on Facebook. We're at Great Lakes Confidential on Facebook. So you can reach out to us either of those two ways and tell us your story. I'd love to hear it.
Yeah, I mean, especially I want to hear about the Huron Mountains now that I know they exist.
Yeah, definitely.
Tell us what you did, what you ate.
Definitely tell us what you ate.
Yeah.
That's super important.
Right, we need to know what mountain fuel you had.
Exactly. There's got to be a good pasty. Yes, pasty place. I always mix them up. Still always mix them.
Think about it like this. Pasty Dutchie on the left-hand side. Remember that song?
Yes.
Pass the Dutchie. Yeah, the Pasty Dutchie. Think about it like that.
So that means that it's food?
Sure. No, I'm just saying how to pronounce it when you look at it and your brain wants to say pasty.
Yeah.
Just remember, Pasty Dutchie.
Yeah, pasties are different.
Yeah.
Pasties are real different, so.
Yeah.
So, yeah, let us know what you guys, what you did when you went to the mountains and what you ate. And if you haven't been but you're planning on going this year or something, I'd like to know that, too. And then we can reconvene after the fact. But I'd love to hear about it.
Maybe a Great Lakes Confidential climbing party is set for the summer.
Oh, wow. That's
ambitious.
We're going to
climb Hogback Mountain.
That is ambitious.
Yeah. Yes, it is. I'm just there for the food.
Pretty much. I'm sure there's some really good, like, just hole-in-the-wall bars and restaurants up there that have the best food.
Right. I mean, you're right there, Ishpeming, Marquette. That's Kootenai country right there.
What is that?
That's that UP sausage sandwich.
Oh, I don't think I know about that.
The Kootenai? Yeah, we've talked about it.
Have we?
Yeah.
Huh. Doesn't sound familiar.
It's like a very, like it was originally, you know, like an Italian sausage that just kind of got uperized, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the locals put their own spin on it, and it's just like this certain type of Italian sausage called a Kootenai. And they grill it up and serve it with peppers and onions and like marinara sauce.
How do you spell that?
C-U-D-H-I-G-I.
Oh, okay. I see now. Oh. Yeah, I don't remember ever talking about this.
Yeah, okay.
C-U-D-I-G-H-I.
Okay.
So you missed an I in there, but yeah. Okay.
Right. Yeah, it's like the Eastern. It's like the Western UP sandwich.
Yeah, that's like exactly what it says. It's a spicy Italian sausage that originated in northern Italy and now is a specialty of Michigan's Upper Peninsula.
Mm-hmm.
Often served as a sandwich on a hard roll with mozzarella cheese and tomato sauce.
Yep. And that's one of my goals is to get to Ishpeming and have a Kootenai.
All right.
Feel like. Like, Ishpeming is kind of like ground central for it.
Okay.
So, you know, go there, have a Kootenai, go to the Uper land, the Uper tourist trap or whatever that is.
The Uper tourist trap.
The Upers. Do you remember the Upers?
Mm-mm.
You don't know the Upers, the comedians?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The comedy group?
Oh, yeah. Are they still around?
I mean, I'm sure most of them are dead by now, but I think... in spirit and in business, in commerce, they're around.
In commerce.
Yeah, like they have a, like the store is called like the Upers Tourist Trap, and it's, you know, like all touristy stuff plus stuff from the Upers.
Look at that. There's a whole weekend of stuff to do right there.
There you go, right there.
Go to the.
Right there. We're going to Ishpeming.
Go to see the Upers.
Yeah. Go, you know, 12 days of deer camp. Have a Kootenai. Gonna go climb Hogback Mountain.
Heck yeah.
Oh yeah.
See the Lake of the Clouds.
Yeah.
That sounds awesome. That sounds like a great weekend.
There you go.
Well, if anybody decides to do that this summer, let us know about it. And if I do it, then I'll let you guys know.
Yeah.
I gotta figure out... my girlfriends and I are doing a Airbnb... trip to Gaylord this summer, and we're probably gonna go check out Père Chenet.
Okay.
I know I've been there once before, but I didn't get out of the car, and now that I have my girlfriends with me, then we'll probably get out of the car. Yeah, now that I got my bodyguards with me, I'll actually get out.
Awesome. I have no plans yet for the summer, but hopefully they include some adventuring.
Heck yeah. Definitely.
And I will let you know what I see out there.
Good. Good. Well, that's the show today. So I hope that some people have explored those mountains or plan on exploring them, because I'd love to hear about it. And
or even had a Kootenai. Call it. Let us know.
Yeah, for sure. Again, our email address is greatlakesconfidential@gmail.com. And you can find us on Facebook at Great Lakes Confidential. And that's it, I guess. Just have a great week. Stay warm, because it's still a little nipply out there. And be safe, watch for deer, and text us when you get home.
All right, bye.
Bye.